Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Frank Peters, who's the retired president of Mohawk Industries. Frank, how you doing?
I'm just doing great, Kemp.
I can see you probably are, because I met you at your new retirement home up here on Chickamauga Lake. I'm glad you could spend some time with our audience. You just recently retired as president of Mohawk Industries, and so I know you still got some responsibilities with Mohawk, but your day-to-day responsibilities as president are over, right?
That's correct. But, you know, my true love has always been product development. And so I'm helping out on a day-to-day basis with our product development group, both on the residential and commercial side, Kemp.
All right. Just for the benefit of our audience that may not know some of your history, give us, if you will, a little chronological rundown on your background in the flooring industry.
Well, I graduated from Penn State back in 1970 with a degree in chemical engineering, and with that degree, I actually started with Armstrong World Industries in production management, and I worked for Armstrong for 20 years, primarily in the carpet business. You know, they had a nice carpet business back in the 70s and 80s between Armstrong and Evans and Black. So I spent 20 years with Armstrong. Of course, Armstrong was purchased by Shaw Industries, as you know. And I spent about a year with Shaw Industries prior to accepting a job with Mohawk. So I've been with Mohawk since about 1993.
Obviously, everybody knows when you say that Armstrong was purchased by Shaw Industries, that you're talking about their carpet business. And while you were with the E&B division of Armstrong, you were down here, weren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. It was their carpet business. And some of my career was in Lancaster, where we had a carpet facility up there. We did mainly some flatbed printing. But the bulk of my career was down here in manufacturing, and then the latter part of my career was in product development, which is what I joined Mohawk for.
So you joined Mohawk?
I joined Mohawk in the product development area, and when I joined Mohawk, of course, we were a $300 million company. Since then, as you know, we've acquired many companies, and I spent the bulk of my career in product development, but then moved back into operations, which is where I spent a lot of my time with Armstrong prior to moving into the president's role 3 years ago.
I guess one obvious question is, so why have you retired?
Well, it's been a difficult time over the past 3 years, and I've always told my wife that I was going to retire early so we can enjoy ourselves and travel a bit, and that's what our intent is. Hopefully she won't get too tired of me and I won't have to go back to work. That's always a possibility, Kemp.
I come here, and it's kind of a dumb question. We're not shooting videos so people can't see, but you're in a very peaceful place out here on Chickamauga Lake, so that's obviously one answer. So as you look back on your career and you think about the highlights, the noteworthy achievements, the things that make you smile, run us through a few things that come to mind.
Well, again, my first love has always been product development, and I think probably the biggest achievement over the past few years has been my belief that our TriExter SmartStrand product would be successful. It was very, very difficult at the outset, and we invested a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort into making a product, but I think everyone can see the fruits of our labor right now. We just recently introduced our newest collection of products, SmartStrand Silk, which we believe is a real technological advantage.
Okay, and further back, are there any during the days at Armstrong?
Well, a lot of my days at Armstrong, we had some unique innovations back then. We were probably the only people that did chemical embossing back then, which was a unique process that we developed over the years and exploited it. But printed carpet, as you know, kind of, at least for the residential segment, became passé, and that business went away.
Did you ever do anything other than focus on the soft side of the business?
No, primarily my focus has been the soft side, although as president of Mohawk Flooring, I still had responsibility for our Mohawk hard surface business, which, as you know, we purchase products from our Daltile division, our Unilin division, or Congolium.
As you look back, how does the business change during your tenure?
Well, obviously, there's been an awful lot of consolidation over the past few years. I think the biggest change is it's become very, very difficult for all the channels to become profitable. You know, our raw materials have just gone through the roof, and they're so volatile, and it's very difficult through all the channels to get price increases through. Back in the 70s and 80s, it appeared that there were maybe two price increases a year when something happened, and those price increases went through the channels fairly easily. Now, price increases are very difficult to get through, and the volatility of raw materials is just unbelievable at this point.
I think some of that may have to do with the fact that a lot of the brand power has shifted down to the retailer. So some of the big retailers like the Home Centers and the Empires and the big guys that buy a lot seem to think they have a little bit more say about what they're going to pay. Isn't that right?
Oh, there's no question about that. And value is the name of the game. And it appears that everyone is looking for extreme values. And that's why we see a significant mix change within the soft surface business today. It appears that polyester is really, really gaining momentum.
All right. So what do you think the outlook of the flooring business is for the future?
Well, I think soft surface, which had declined over the past few years in terms of market share, I think now will begin to hold its own. It's still a great value when you compare it to the other hard surfaces. So I believe soft surface will hold its market share, and there's so much pent-up demand for flooring. I know it's going to come back. I just can't tell you exactly when, but when it comes back, I believe it'll be a great day for the soft surface manufacturers.
Here I am talking to one of the people that held a large responsibility for the largest company in the business. What is your advice for young professionals who are coming through the flooring business now?
Well, it's a difficult business, but nevertheless, I think it still has a lot of opportunity. You know, as in any business, I think what you have to do is you have to be innovative. You've got to come in and you've got to embrace change, but you've got to embrace change that's going to result in some positive things, some value-add things. And I think that's what at least Mohawk is looking for in a young professional. Someone comes in and's not afraid to embrace that change and is hardworking and can be innovative. I think over the past few years, we've had to, unfortunately, shut down a lot of facilities, but what it's done for us is made us really become innovative in our processes and our products, and I believe that's what the future holds. If someone has that ability, they'll be successful.
So there's still plenty of career opportunity for folks in this business, don't you think?
Oh, no question, no question.
So, Frank, now that you don't have to go down to Dalton every day for work, what are you going to do with your spare time?
Well, I love to fish, Kemp. That's my passion. So, unfortunately, I haven't invested in my bass boat yet, but I intend to do that fairly quickly, and I think you'll find me on the lake quite often.
All right, Frank. Great to spend time with you. I've been talking to Frank Peters, who recently retired as president of Mohawk Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.